I am Andrew Richardson. Enjoy this healing story. It's The Three Fishes, a lovely story to illustrate the difference between wisdom, which is trusting your deep, finely honed instincts, cleverness, trusting your brain to work something out, and stupidity, giving no thought to the future and hoping something will turn up. Now, three fat fish lived in a deep hidden pool near a river bend. One was wise, the other was clever, and the third was stupid. They were fat because they ran the show in that fairly hidden and protected pool. And so any that visited, eels, insects, frogs, snake, and of course other fish, they could eat. And then one day, three men found the pool. And as they approached, one of them pointed out and spotted the fat, lovely fish. And all of the fish could see that the men were there were pointed and were excited. And now the wise fish acted immediately, and without even saying goodbye, he was off, swimming to new places. And as he did so, he made a big splash and churned up the water in his rush to escape to waters new. The clever fish, who also realized that there was a problem, thought, I'm going to have to outwit these men. The stupid fish didn't really see that there was a problem. Maybe the men had come to watch, he reasoned, and anyway, he could hide at the deepest bottom of the pool. Clever fish knew that this was risky, that something more was needed, as the men could have nets with them, and they could trawl along the bottom of the pool, however deep it was. But the more clever fish thought, he just could not come up with a plan that seemed watertight, if you will pardon the expression. How to act and when, that was the question. I must analyse this predicament very carefully, systematically separating out all of the variables, creating, scrutinise tactical possibilities, and dynamically evolve an escape strategy. And as he thinks, the deeper he sinks, and at last he decides that he needs information, so he goes to inspect the inlet from the river. But when he got there, he found that the men have covered this exit up with some of their nets. The channel on the other side of the pond had also been covered, he discovered. Damn, he says to himself. Luckily, though, he was clever enough to remember that panic solves nothing, and there is nothing like pressure to concentrate the mind. And sure enough, he came up with a brilliant plan. So what clever fish does is to bite up a huge glob of filthy mud, and he swirls it about his mouth. It's awful, but he manages it. And then he swims back to the surface, rolls over all limp, and floats as if dead. And it works. One of the men notices clever fish floating, picks him up and smells him. This one is dead and rotten, he shouts, and throws clever fish onto the ground. Clever fish holds his breath, and when the men are back at their work, he flips himself over and over until he reaches one of the channels beyond the netting, tumbles into the water with a smacking sound, spews the terrible mud, and swims off to safety. Stupid fish is asleep at the bottom of the pool until the net closes around him. Alas, there is no escape for stupid fish, and he ends up providing a quite delicious supper for the men and their families. And later, the men tell endless stories of the two big ones that got away. But nobody ever believes them. Thank you for listening.